В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Христос рождается. Christ is born. Well, the Christmas season is coming to an end. Tomorrow, at the feast of the three holy hierarchs, will be the last time that we shall sing Christmas carols. And by Thursday's feast of the encounter of our Lord with Simeon in the temple, all the Christmas decorations will be gone, and we shall wait another year after having celebrated the birth of the Lord for 40 days. Ми залюбки співаємо наші коляди. І важливо є, щоб ми не тільки вслуховувалися в їхні мелодії, які є нам такі ностальгічні, але щоб ми також вслуховувалися в слова тих коляд, які говорять раз по разу, пригадують нам про те, що Господь Бог прийшов посеред нас бути. І в сьогоднішньому Євангелії ми читаємо про те, як Господь Бог заходить додому, несподівано додому Захея. In the last few weeks, we have been reading from the 18th and 19th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And there's a thread that goes through those Gospels, those Gospel readings. It's about seeing. You'll notice that a couple of weeks ago, we read about the rich man who wants to know how to inherit eternal life. And Jesus tells him, everything you've been doing so far, keeping the commandments, is good, but there's one more step you need to take. Sell all that you're so attached to, give it to the poor, and come follow me. But the man was sad because he couldn't see how he could do that. He just couldn't see it. Then the next gospel reading that we had was about the blind man at the gates of Jericho. And Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? When he cries out, Son of David, have mercy on me. He says, Lord, that I might see. And Jesus grants him to have his vision restored. And in today's gospel, there is a lot of talk about seeing. Захей, короткого росту, не може бачити Ісуса через те, що є велика юрба народу. І його люди не хочуть допустити допереду, тому що він є той, який податки з них здирає. І я повторюю, не тільки збирає, але здирає, бо така була система в Римській імперії. І тому він рішається на досить радикальний крок вилізти на дерево. І це для нього мусило бути трохи понижуючим. Бо, по-перше, він перед усіма признає, який він короткий є, що він не може бачити Ісуса. А також я собі уявляю, що йому вилізати на то дерево було нелегко і незграбно. Але він рішається на цей крок, щоби могти бачити Ісуса. So when Zacchaeus climbs up onto the sycamore tree, being the chief tax collector in Jericho, and Jericho had a a bustling trade, especially in balsam. It was the balsam capital of the Middle East. So there was a lot of money flowing through Jericho. And being the chief tax collector, he was not only one lone contractor, he was the head of a large department. And so when he, in order to see Jesus, climbs up on that sycamore tree, he really is going out on a limb. But what is important is that he wants to see. Just as the rich man wanted to see how to inherit eternal life, the blind man at the gates of Jericho wanted to see, Zacchaeus wants to see this Jesus that everyone is talking about. And then what happens? Jesus looks up, and when he sees Zacchaeus, he surprises him. Zacchaeus never met Jesus. Zacchaeus never thought that Jesus would know his name. But Jesus looks up, he sees Zacchaeus and says, "Zacchaeus, hurry down, because I must be at your house tonight." Now, just imagine that moment. I can just imagine what's going through Zacchaeus' mind. Oh man, I knew I should have cleaned up the house. Oh man, the sink's full of dishes. I didn't make my bed. I should have vacuumed, you know. All of the things that people do when I call them up and say, "I'm going to come bless your home with the Jordan water," you know. People think, "Oh no, I'm not quite ready." Well, Zacchaeus was absolutely flabbergasted that, first of all, Jesus knew his name, and then that Jesus would want to stay at his house. Nobody talked to Zacchaeus unless they had to. He was a despised figure. Ми собі навіть не можемо уявити, до якої міри люди, напевно, ненавиділи Закхея. Вони його вважали зрадником. Він їх утискав податками. Бо, як всі ми знаємо, система була така, що той, хто збирав податки, збирав не тільки те, що віддавалося державі, але свої кошти також покривав. Так що він був ненавидженою людиною в тому місті. І уявимо собі, як Ісус дивиться на нього і каже: "Я маю бути в тебе, в хаті сьогодні." З усіх людей, яких він міг вибрати, він вибирає того, якому, може, найменше це належиться. Jesus has a tendency to hang around with tax collectors and prostitutes, those people who are considered public sinners. All of us are sinners, but we do a pretty good job at keeping our sins secret. We do such a good job that it's very difficult for us, even in the sacrament of confession, to own up to our sins. And we try to find ways of expressing what we did without really saying too much. We use veiled language. We like to keep the dark things in our life in the dark. But these are public sinners. Tax collectors and prostitutes are hated by the general populace, looked down upon. Even those who work with them do not enjoy their encounters. And Jesus picks this man. He says, I need to be at your home tonight. I need to come into your home. And hospitality is so important. Every Ukrainian will understand this, how important hospitality is. In the Middle East, hospitality is also extremely, extremely important. And so there are 1,000 people who would like to extend hospitality to Jesus. But he picks this one. Отже, Ісус вибирає того, якому це не належалося. Щоб пригадати всім нам, що нам Ісусова любов, Його милосердя не належиться, але Він хоче їх дарувати нам. Now, when the crowd sees, we're returning to the theme of seeing again, when the crowd sees what's going on, to whose house Jesus is going, they begin murmuring against him. Look, he's gone to a sinner's house. Imagine that. But Zacchaeus, whose heart was obviously already on the verge of conversion, for him, this really tips him over the most important point. And he not only loves Jesus, but he understands the consequences of having a relationship with Jesus. He loves Jesus for loving him first. And he understands that he's got to do something. He's got to change his life. And so he says, Lord, I'm giving half of what I have to the poor. Now, it's very interesting because to the rich man who had approached Jesus in the previous chapter, Jesus said, sell everything you have and give it to the poor. Zacchaeus says, Lord, I give half of everything that I own to the poor. And St. Jerome, one of the great biblical commentators of the early church, says, so why only half? Did he keep the other half for himself? And he says, no. You have to listen to everything that Zacchaeus said. And everyone that I have defrauded, I will return to them fourfold what I ripped off of them. So he gives half to the poor, and the other half is not for himself. It's for making amends for his sins. This man sees what it means to be loved by God, to be forgiven by God, and what he needs to do in response. Все наше християнське життя – це тільки відповідь на любов Божу. Часом нас вчили, і то мильно вчили, що треба собі заслужити на Царство Небесне. Але Господь нам дарує спасіння. Наше християнське життя полягає на тому, щоб відповісти на цей дар, незаслужений дар. В посланні святого апостола до Тимотея дуже чітко говориться про те, що Господь усім людям дарує спасіння. So in St. Paul's letter to Timothy that we read the first reading today, St. Paul says that the Lord grants salvation to all people, but especially to those who have faith. That's an interesting construction, isn't it? He gives salvation to all. He offers it to everyone, but especially to those who respond to it. Especially, what does that mean? Does that mean that Jesus says, oh, I'm going to give you an extra measure of this salvation? Salvation is salvation. It's just that if you respond to it, you're going to get more out of it. If you allow it to be external to you, then that's exactly what it will be. It will pass you by. But if you open your heart to it and say, Lord, yes, this is what I want, this is what I need, and thank you, Lord. And how can I show you now that I get it? That I understand that you love me even though I don't deserve it. What can I do? And of course, God doesn't need anything from us. Unlike your parish priest who needs for you to make donations towards the church budget, God has no such needs. So what is it that we can do for God? And our Lord says quite clearly that what we do to the least of His brothers and sisters, we do for Him. So Zacchaeus receives salvation. He sees what he needs to do. Нам тепер лишається застановитися над тим, чи я дійсно хочу оте спасіння Господнє, чи я хочу вічне життя з Ним. Я мушу признатися, що часом, через те, що я живу у безперестанному болю, думка про вічне життя не є для мене дуже приваблива, бо той біль так відбивається на моєму житті, що я не знаю, чи я хочу вічно жити. Я би хотів, щоб воно закінчилося. Але тоді я собі пригадую, що є більше, ніж те, що я переживаю тут. Що вічне життя не буде таким, як це наше страждання, як ця долина сліз, цитуючи Святе Письмо. Що не все буде оце страждання, яке ми переживаємо, кожного дня інакше, а часом кожного дня те саме. Наша самотність, почуття відчуження від інших людей, особливо від рідних, від улюблених, з якими ми не вміємо знайти спільної мови якоїсь. Ті почуття страху. Ми дивимося на світ сьогодні і живемо в стресі, бо дійсно не знаємо з дня на день, що буде. геополітична ситуація є тривожна. І страх нас мучить. Хто з нас має дітей, ми боїмося, щоб їм щось не сталося. Бо ледве чи є більша трагедія, ніж коли батьки мусять своїх дітей ховати. А ті, що є одружені, журяться про те, хто з нас перше відійде. Чи я собі дам раду, як залишуся сам? Ті, які вже повдовіли, дивляться на кожен день і кажуть, і де ти є, що тебе нема? Кожного разу, що чую щось коло дверей, думаю, що ти, може, увійдеш. І тебе нема. І то болить. Стільки є страждання, що ми часом хотіли би, щоб воно тільки закінчилося. Але Господь хоче нам дарувати вічне життя, що є життя без крихітки смерті в ньому. Без тих страхів, без тих болів, без тих страждань. So, Jesus says, today salvation has come to this home. For this man, Zacchaeus, understands, he sees what it means to be a child of Abraham. Because Abraham is our ancestor in the faith. He is the one who believed when God told him, I've got plans for you and your descendants. When it didn't look like it, he believed. And Zacchaeus becomes, on that day, a true son of Abraham. And now the wait is on for you and me to learn to see how to be children of Abraham. In each of our cases, there's a different road that needs to be followed. We need to respond to God's love, each in our way. There is no cookie cutter plan. Each of us needs to look into our hearts and see what it is that I am to do for the Lord in order to receive the salvation which He wants to bring into my home, my life. He knows me by name. He knows every hair on my head and all the spots in between there. And all the places that we wouldn't want the hair to grow where it is growing. And all the imperfections of our life, physical and spiritual. And surprise, surprise, He loves us the way that we are. Hoping that we will be among those who believe, among those who have faith, in order to receive salvation in full measure. Амінь. В ім'я Отця і Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь. Христос рождається. Christ is born.